Soundproof Podcast.
Hello, I'm Miyukioki Ranta, and welcome to the Soundproof Podcast from RN's Creative Audio Unit. You've probably heard it said that radio is a background medium, meaning you can listen to it while doing other things, travelling, the household chores, and for some gifted multitaskers, while working. Often where you are when you're listening doesn't make a difference. But what if your location was, instead, central to your radio experience? I feel it in the back of my head is a new radio instructional for the moving listener, created by Madeline Flynn and Tim Humphrey, artists who regularly work with spatial relationships of the body and of sound. In this series, their aim is to choreograph your everyday listening by tapping into the experiences of people who work with sound and space professionally. In episode 1, contemporary dancers Pia Leach, Gregory Lorenzutti and David Tyndall are recorded during a rehearsal. Their bodies are mic'd to amplify the ways that music and sound wrap around their experience of contemporary dance. Here's I Feel It in the Back of My Head, episode 1, for listening at home. Gregory, what if we did a little exchange, so you move and don't speak, and I might speak, and then you stop and I'll go. Oh. Why don't you move for 3 minutes without talking? And then we'll swap.
Consider the room you are in now. What does it sound like? How is it different to the hallway? You can tell where other people are in the house.
Something has changed since I saw you dance last. Something's a bit more quiet and kind of more interested in the midline or the lines closer to your body. And before, they used to be further away.
I think there's the obvious part of listening as a dancer that I became most aware of when I was involved in a work where we had to perform in water, and it was quite loud, and it almost took away one of the skills that I had relied on for many years before that. It took away my ability to listen for nuances around me, for timing, for connection, because all I could hear was splashing. And so it kind of blocked out a sense, and I had to sort of relearn how to listen for new things in order for me to navigate the work and the people around me.
Interesting. So there's so much going on, actually.
Who is the quietest person in the house? I am the quietest person in the house.
I think like the little internal rhythms I make.
Yeah.
Kind of my hands and my feet and how they make different rhythms too. Also my head, so I guess I've got lots of counter rhythms. And then I like to hear the ambient sound. I love that.
And also, it's like now, there's all the sounds we're producing while we're moving, every yeah. kind of response we get from the environment. So like even this floor, it's orange wood floor, and if you're really moving, what kind of sound our feet are producing,
yeah,
what kind of sound.
And when dancers have conversations, I always think it's funny, because they kind of are having a conversation with their body as well as their
And can you think we just
mouth.
Listen when we pause? That's when you, I think, that's when I listen better.
Oh, like delayed listening.
Yeah, I think that the perception of the sound, it's kind of delayed. Because you have a second, and you have this, the quietness.
Yeah.
But also when you're dancing, the internal sounds you produce, and no one else can hear them.
Yeah.
It's just you. It's really secret sound.
Even when you're still, like, you're moving a lot on the inside, yeah? But you kind of learn how to keep the internal sounds really quiet. And the quieter they are, the faster you can move, actually. Something about the quietness and speed, they go together.
You are the quietest person in the house.
But you have to know how to listen, otherwise you just dance on top of the space or on top of the sound and not kind of part of it.
Not sharing?
Yeah, it's a democracy.
But the real listening that I remember as a dancer is actually, it's actually a lot more like it is as a musician. It's kind of listening for the in-between bits. It's listening for the breath that you take in that pause, or the way that you lift your arm to strum an instrument or to enter into a movement. You're actually listening for the in-between bits because they give you an indication of what you're going to play and how you're going to play it. And so as a dancer, I remember doing that. I remember knowing that if my leg or arm moved in a particular way or squeaked on the floor in a particular way, I could sense from that listening how I was going to perform the next act. And I feel like that as a musician as well.
If we're just dancing to music, in a way we're not listening to anything. When there's too much music, we're just busy trying to be on the counts, and that's
But actually,
that's how it kind of dulls
what is
your
the quality of the music?
Ability to internally listen. It becomes something else.
Do they have their shoes on or off? I have my shoes off. You have your shoes on.
As a very basic technique to develop your own sense of perception of rhythm as a dancer in your body, we use the breath as a tool. So if you really try to start to thinking clearly how your breath is working while you're moving, you start to notice how the patterns you're creating with your body.
The front door is closed.
And there's a moment where everyone like decides on a collective listening that seems to be tangible, and yet it's not really.
You can tell when you're going to miss, because you can sense it. And it's not a listening for a sound, it's listening for a sensation, it's listening for a sense, it's listening for a feeling from the inside, not a sound from the outside.
But between you, you feel like there's something, and then you play. Maybe it's that's the internal listening, like waiting for the moment to go.
You skip up the stairs a particular way, or you, you know, sort of swing around the banister a particular way, or you, you know, reach over the top of the the open door of the dishwasher to reach into the cupboard next to it, and you kind of, you know, slightly balanced on one leg and swinging through the air while you do it. Sometimes your sort of body just notices it and it tells you that you're kind of performing this little kitchen dance.
He looks like he's deciding. I mean, to be that off balance, you actually have to decide, even though it looks like you don't.
Does the wind shake your house?
You can breathe through your skin.
What happens if you close the door?
So your whole body, it's permeable.
You open the window.
And then you learn how to breathe underwater.
I feel that in the back of my head. Episode 1 for Listening at Home by Madeline Flynn and Tim Humphrey. Coming up in a few weeks, Episode 2, in which an Icelandic farmer instructs a working sheepdog, and you, the listeners, are asked to consider your orientation in the world, over time and across space.